The high honors that Kay Ryan has received have come as a bit of a surprise to the poet herself, who was raised in what she calls the glamour-free, ocean-free, hot, stinky, oil-rich, potato-rich San Joaquin Valley of California.
I have to say that I didn't want to be a poet, and I still feel pretty embarrassed about it in a lot of situations. Because it seemed like putting on airs, it seemed self-absorbed. But I found that poetry was nonetheless possessing my mind. Like if I read a book of prose, the prose would start rhyming. And it was just a kind of a little insanity taking me over.
Ryan's poems often explore everyday human emotions, such as hope, doubt, and fear. She is a fluid, soaring imagination, as we hear in this poem, Killing Time.
Time is rubbery. If you hide it in the shrubbery, it will wait till winter and wash back out with the rainwater. You will find it on your steps again, like the newspaper. Time compresses. Stuff it in the couch corner, and it will spring out some night or other when you have guests, one of whom guesses. Time stretches. Then it snaps back, leaving bare patches that didn't happen. Abandoned time hardens like hidden gum people feel around. Sooner or later, it will be found.
To date, Ryan has published 7 collections of poetry, beginning with a self-published volume in 1983. But it wasn't until the mid-1990s that she began to acquire a national reputation. In the meantime, she taught remedial English at a community college in Marin County, California, and lived quietly with her longtime spouse, Carol Adair, who died in January 2009. Unlike many poets of her stature, Kay Ryan has never been interested in the busy academic swirl of conferences and university life, or even in the high visibility her Poet Laureate post, her Pulitzer Prize, and now her MacArthur Genius Grant have given her. She says she is already overly visited by the sensation and the ideas of others, and would like peace from it most of the time. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.